Cast episode number 436. I am your host, GBD, here in New York, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who could probably go for a little bit of a hack right about now, Wombat.
I don't think I could hack it.
Yeah, you're the only one left.
Well, you know, I've had my own adventures. I had no electricity and no heat yesterday, and that, you know, it was cold.
You're into the real world hacks.
Yeah.
You're just hacking your life
hacks. Life hacks.
Right.
Life hacks. We are four people in one bed last night.
Hot. Wow.
Trying to keep each other warm.
It
was a three dog, literally a three dog night, yes. Although two of the dogs were children, but you get the idea.
I do. But they fixed that.
Yes, they fixed it. Everything's back to normal now. It's nice and warm.
You didn't have to go book a hotel room on hotels.com.
Who do you think I am, you or that guy pretending to be you?
It's been an interesting week in Cagland, everyone.
Right, everybody's getting hacked all over the place in unrelated hacks.
Yeah, unrelated to what's been going on with the website. My information has also gotten hacked, and they hacked my Skype, and then they tried to hack my Instagram. They tried to hack something else, and then today, finally, I get an email from hotels.com. Letting me know that they are the source of my information getting out there. I didn't even know I had a hotels.com account.
Right. And most people probably don't think about that. So they got the password out of there?
Yeah, they got some old password that I use for hotels.com because I didn't go back and change my hotels.com password. Similar to like Skype, I probably have never logged into my Skype account ever since. You could use your Microsoft account to log into Skype.
I see.
And so right now I'm still locked out of my Skype account, but I can log into Skype using my Microsoft account. It makes no sense. Why does that still exist?
Why does the Skype account still exist?
Yeah. As soon as the Microsoft one came about, that one doesn't need to exist anymore.
Shut it down.
Right.
Well,
but it's been a frustrating week on that front. Like the nice thing is they got a bunch of like accounts that don't have any like credit cards or like none of my main accounts are tied to.
Right.
It's all old stuff, but it's still, it's frustrating to hackers are frustrating. That's
tell me about
it. Did you know that GB that hackers?
Have you had any experience with that?
Yeah. This case, I don't want to talk about it too much because in this case, I think this guy just wants publicity.
That's all it is. Yeah.
And so I don't want to give it to him, but I'll say that like, unlike the hotels.com situation, I don't think anybody got any passwords or anything like that. And it's just been annoying because the website's been down and people want to use it. And it's taken a while to figure out what's been going on. But, John's been doing a great job and not sleeping that much, and he's says he's 100% sure he's got it locked down, which is guaranteed to fuck things up. But we're on an all new like server environment, and it should be like a lot better just in general now. So that's something good to come out of it. But yeah, I would say to people just in general, I would highly recommend using two-step verification on, you know, wherever you can, really. Once I read that Wired article about the journalist who got totally life hacked through his Gmail account, because once they got his Gmail account, they basically
had, you're done then.
Right. They had the guy's life, basically. And it really like ruined his life. So as soon as I read that article, you know, bam, I went right for the two-step.
Not sure if hotels.com has that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's, you know.
But the point is, in that case, that someone gets like some secondary account, like a hotels.com account, they can't also get your Gmail account, your main account, and really fuck with you. So, yeah, try to do that. And yeah, again, very sorry for the inconvenience, and if there was fear involved, sorry for that as well.
I was worried about my Deadpool review.
It's still safe.
Okay, good.
So big thanks to John. Big thanks to Mrs. Cheapy for reminding me that I've been through this like many, many times, and that
it happens. That's just the name of the business there. Like, there are jerks out there that want to screw stuff up just because they can.
Right. And it's also bad timing because we're moving next week and, you know, the house is not done and everything.
It could have been worse timing. It could have been.
Of course. It could be a lot worse timing. I will also say that I have very little skin left on the inside of my cheek because apparently I started biting my cheek a lot.
Oh, I do that when I'm stressed. It's the worst.
And I don't think there's any. I can almost see through my cheek, basically. It's a little window now. And you just, you know, every time you do it, it just keeps getting more and more swollen. So now you can't help but do it all the time. So that's
my reaction is just to constantly poop when I'm stressed.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been known to do that too. I guess I stress a lot.
I'm like a bird. I like to get everything out that way.
You can be light.
I'm ready to fly. I like to be light.
Gotta fly. I met one of those birds earlier this week on the way to ping pong, actually. He was very stressed out. All over my jacket. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the story, basically. I don't think I don't need to say much more than that, except thank you, everybody. Nobody was really like, except for the hacker, was like really an asshole to me via email or Twitter. So that was appreciated. So, yeah, that's it. So yes, it is safe to log on to CAG, at Jacob Titan Lance. Ask that. How about some show feedback from last week's show?
Sure. Let's see. What do we got here? We got Bickle wanted to say that was a really good Kylo Ren impression. That was very funny. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed making that. I had computer assistance on that. It wasn't just 100% cheapy. That was, added reverb and echo and stuff.
I understand that.
Yeah, it was fun to do it. Yeah, you might hear from him again. You never know.
You never know. What else? We got Cyberman had to say, "Hey guys, wanted to write in. I don't usually comment, but after the short discussion about why you continue to do the show, I wanted to say that I look forward to the CADcast every week. And I really appreciate you guys continuing to do so each week. So thank you. And please continue CAG casting," which was very nice. And then, you know, to follow that up, we had King Rock.
He was the hacker.
Say,
I'm calling it right now.
Cheapy and Wombat wouldn't let Chip say two sentences about Hardware Rivals. I just wanted to hear if it was going to be worth my time to download or not, but all I got was a bunch of lame who can remember the most characters about Hardware Wars routine. So, you know, we do the show for you, Cyberman. King Rock, maybe not so much.
Hardware Wars.
Also, really, do you really need Shipwreck's opinion on a free game before you decide to download it? Is that really the state of PS Plus games, where even if it's free, you still need to read or hear a review before you decide whether or not you're going to download it?
Did you?
I did download it, but I haven't played it.
But Shipwreck, and from a guy who downloads everything basically automatically, no matter what.
I took the time to play that one.
Right. You liked it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's
no Hardware Wars. Let's say
right,
that.
Right. It's not Twisted Metal either, but it's, I don't know.
Right.
You drive around cars and you shoot at each other. It's
right.
You're not going to be upset by downloading it.
You won't be offended. Okay. Right. Watch this, bitches. Do we have anything?
You guys have a new DC trailer or something that came out, right?
No, I put on The Death of Superman Lives, which is a documentary.
Okay.
It's currently on Showtime. I think it might be on Amazon Prime, but I'm not 100%. I saw it on Showtime On Demand. It's a documentary about the making of the Superman movie from the 90s that was supposed to be made and was never released, directed by Tim Burton and starring Nick Cage.
And written by Kevin Smith?
The first draft was written by Kevin Smith, and John Peters was the producer, and they have interviews with everybody who worked on the film, like recent interviews. They have a lot of great old footage that I've never seen before, like of like test fitting of the costume and all sorts of concept art. It's a really interesting watch, not just if you're a fan of Superman, but if you're a fan of like how movies get made. And how movies don't get made.
That one didn't get made, but the recent Superman ones did get made.
Yeah, and you know, Lex Luthor was supposed to be Kevin Spacey in that Superman movie also.
I think it was bad timing, Chip. Comic book movies just weren't as hot back then.
Yeah, it just wasn't the right time. Too risky. Christopher Walken as Brainiac.
That would be weird.
Sandra Bullock as Lois Lane.
Doesn't sound that risky to me. Like, that's...
You know what? Well, 1995 Sandra Bullock is not 2016 Sandra Bullock.
She was a lot younger.
She was a lot younger, but, I mean, she did Speed, but she wasn't, you know, a movie star.
Hey, I wouldn't accuse her of doing drugs or anything.
Yeah.
She did the net back then, too.
What's that?
She did the net back then, too. She solved the whole hacking problem.
You know what? I liked the net when I saw it back in 1990.
You would.
That's how you learned how computers work.
It is.
That's where it all
I know
comes
that all
from.
I had to do is go, plank, thunk, 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 I'm in.
Needs more RAM.
Needs more RAM.
If I could just get some more RAM, I could solve this whole hacking problem.
Exactly. See? I did it for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this next question here from Twitter. Look at the guy's name, Wombat.
Ah, Dan Hacker has to say. What did you think of the new Suicide Squad trailer?
I thought it was awesome.
I actually liked it, too. I liked it more than I thought I would. So, I want it to be a good movie.
It seems like they got a Harley Quinn down pretty well.
Yeah, and I like that they showed Deadshot in the mask. I'm sure he wears it for about a minute and a half, because I don't think Will Smith can contractually have his face covered for too much. But
why do you say that?
It's Tobey Maguire had the same thing.
Why
do you think Spider-Man's mask was always getting ripped in half?
Why? Who cares?
Because contractually, Tobey Maguire had to have his face shown X percent.
But isn't that a silly thing to write into the contract?
Oh, no. I'm not saying it's not a silly thing, but a lot of people have that in their contracts. It's going to be really interesting to see. Ray Park does not. What's his face? The Smeagol doesn't either.
Right. He doesn't want anybody to know what he looks like. I'm pretty sure.
But so, you know, there's that whole thing. Deadpool will be interesting to see if Ryan Reynolds, how much of his face they show.
A lot in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's all contractual.
And it doesn't look that bad. Yeah. Not as.
No,
not
that movie looks like it could be a lot of fun.
Is that the same reason that Green Goblin?
Yes.
Was. Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't it make you mad?
It's dumb. It doesn't really make me mad. It's the agents.
It's all their fault.
The agents, yeah. And the actor would be like, I had no idea that was in my mask.
I was always wondering why my mask kept tearing.
I think Ray Parks might be the opposite of that. His agent has somehow made it so you never see his face.
He had no agent.
That's basically it.
We do not want you to show your face or speak a line in this film.
Done.
Where do I sign?
Here is your sword.
Do I get a lightsaber? You get a double lightsaber. Done.
Count me in.
We will give you lips on your Snake Eyes mask.
Oh, so yeah. Suicide Squad looks good. Deadpool looks great. Even another dad at Ty's school on the walking to school asked me about the Deadpool trailer. Tell me how cool it looked.
So. I don't know. I still have my hang up on Ryan Reynolds, I think.
Really? I don't hate Ryan Reynolds.
He's fine.
Yeah. I'll go see it. I don't think there's anything else playing when that movie comes out. That's the one benefit that movie has. Coming out in February.
Right. No, it'll be good.
Yeah. I look forward to it.
Any new comics, Chip?
I picked up a few things, but I haven't had time to read them yet. I read the new G.I. Joe comic. That is still G.I. Joe. I like it.
People still jumping out of the planes before they explode?
Right now, Cobra Commander is trying to blow up all the different factions of Cobra for some reason.
Like, you know, you got to keep these guys in line.
Right. So, yeah, blown up Destro and...
The twins?
The twins haven't been in this. They might be dead.
Oh.
But blown up Destro and Zartan and all those guys. The lesser known guys. Croc Master.
Cool. Good old Croc Master. How about some new releases?
Sure. I know both Wombat and I have been playing the Deadly Tower on Deadly Tower of Monsters. That line says on Monsters. But which came out for PlayStation 4 and PC. It is a Atlas downloadable game by Ace Team. Are you familiar with Ace Team's work, Wombat?
They made Xenoclash, I believe.
They make
yes?
the only Atlas games that you play.
they made Xenoclash.
They made Xenoclash. They made Xenoclash 2. They made, is it Rulers of the Realm? I think that.
Okay. Yeah.
Or not Rulers of the Realm. It's the other one. The other one that has a ball that is like RPG. They made one other one recently that I haven't played, but, this game is cool. It's the whole premise is that it is a 50s B movie that is being released onto DVD. And so the setup is that the director of that, that movie has been asked to do commentary as the movie plays out. And so the game obviously is the movie, but, so it's a neat setup. All of the stop motion effects are cool. It's got like it's got dinosaurs in there. It's got those.
Yeah, but what I really like is the dinosaurs look like stop motion dinosaurs, but the monkeys look like men in suits.
Yes.
So they're it's like this weird kind of multimedia style of game going on because they want it to look like it was a B movie from that era.
Yeah, you look, the things that are flying around have strings attached to them.
I like the big gorilla when you first see it, it's stop motion animation, but then the hand comes to get you and the hand looks like a giant mechanical hand.
Yeah. Your character is just a doll in his hand that's shaking back and forth. Mm-hmm. The gameplay it's kind of neat. Like the whole tower aspect is you're climbing this tower to, I don't know when,
to get to the top.
Right. But, as you're doing that, it's like, I don't know, hack and slash third person shooter, like isometric type of thing. But it's got this cool mechanic where you're constantly either wanting to jump off the tower to fall back down, or you can look over the edge and shoot down at things that are coming up at you. I don't know. It's a weird game. It's definitely...
Yeah, you got to get those gold coins, and you'll be climbing up, and you'll see one on the bottom, right. And you're like, oh, I got to go down now.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, and there's like, there's like you open up like teleportation stations, so you can...
You don't have to climb all the way back up. Exactly. You don't have to get all the way back up. You just have to find... You just have to teleport back to where you were. And, I mean, it's cool. There's, you know, some mild RPG elements of upgrading weapons and stats, and... My only complaint so far, and you know, it's a complaint in quotation marks, is I think that there may be a little too much with the controls. Like this button does this, and this button does that, and the pointing down and shooting. You hold this button, then you move to this. And I'm like, okay. I feel like they could have streamlined the controls a little bit better.
I don't think it's that bad, but yeah, the game does have controls.
Yes, the game. Yes, thanks. Mm-hmm. I think they could have streamlined it a little bit better. That's all.
It's the best vertical shooter since Dark Void.
That's not saying much.
So that's Deadly Tower on Monsters.
Of Monsters.
Of Monsters.
Yeah. Okay. It's $15 right now, though. It's 34% off, so it's $10.
I think it's a worthwhile $10. I think the game's supposed to be like 4 to 6 hours long.
That's perfect for this type of thing.
So, yeah. But it's a very unique and interesting game What got me interested in it is they kept sending PR emails of fake movie posters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so unlike, you know, the Atlas type of game. It was very, you know, very Western.
It's Chilean.
That's funny in itself. But also, I'm a huge fan of these movies. I don't know.
Chile.
Yes. Well, that too. Do you have MeTV? On your cable? You don't have TV, do you?
MeTV? Yes, I have MeTV.
MeTV, yeah. On Saturday nights. It's a network. On Saturday nights at 10 o'clock, they show Svengoolie.
Yep.
And I watched King Kong last week. And before that, I forget what it was. Island of Tiny People.
I could see you dressing like Svengoolie.
I would totally dress like Svengoolie. But I very much enjoy that whole... I love those movies, and I like that whole aesthetic. So a game that's based on those kind of movies is right up my alley.
All right.
So there you go.
Yeah. Let's see. What else came out? Resident Evil Zero got released. Whatever version of that is out now.
which one is that?
That's, I don't know.
What did that first come out on?
GameCube.
Okay.
I don't know. You got some other Resident Evil Origins collection. Who knows what all this stuff is? There are also Dark Cloud 2 was one of the PS2 classics that came out on PS4, which that game is excellent.
I remember playing that.
Yeah, it's a cool game.
I didn't get very far.
That doesn't surprise me. It's still a cool game.
Okay.
Also on Wii U, Metroid Zero Mission, which is also a great game, came out. All these games that you have played before are out now.
This is the time.
This is it.
To put them out.
A Boy and His Blob also came out.
Right.
That's
how much are they charging for that? Do you know?
I do not.
For the Xbox.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know I played that on Wii, and it was really good. This is not the NES game. This is the reimagining.
No, that's the remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else anybody wants to talk about on here?
I played a little bit of Zeroes, the free game. On Xbox One.
Zeroes?
I love those candy bars.
Z Heroes.
Oh.
But I believe it's pronounced Zeroes.
Okay.
I played a little bit of it, and even my son was like, this game is boring. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And that was the end.
Oh, sick burn.
He's like, I don't like this. He really liked Deadly Tower of Monsters.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I guess that's not... Did he get the dick jokes?
No, I don't think he would.
Okay.
Did you explain it to him?
No. He liked the dinosaurs and the monkeys.
You see, the guy's name is Dick, and he's got a malfunctioning robot that can only say his first name.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm like that robot.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke that a 4-year-old would get.
Anything else?
I know Oxenfree came out, but I don't know anything about it. I just know that it has Buzz.
Right. Yeah.
Lightyear?
I checked out a video of it very quickly. It was people talking with old-timey graphics.
Okay.
Anything else here?
Electronic Super Joy also came out.
Right. There's a lot of Steam stuff here. Darkest Dungeon, I guess the actual release is this week.
I feel like anything that did not have much of a marketing or PR budget, this is the week for you.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Didn't you play Darkest Dungeon Shipwreck when it was in
previews?
Oh, you did.
I did, when it's in early access. I guess it's out. Yeah. That's why you don't see a lot of websites writing about these games that were in early access, because... it's not hot news anymore. It's been done already. It's been written about a lot already before the release. So I had a lot of fun playing it, but it was very hard. It's like an old school style RPG.
But with a cool art style.
Very cool art, hand-drawn art style, and your characters go insane while you play. And I didn't get very
far. Sounds like me doing this show.
Exactly. And you don't get very far either. Just like me in that game. I also thought about checking out the Dragon's Dogma game Dark Arisen that came out on PC because it was $30 and
you know, that's the same game that came out quite a while ago on consoles, right?
I think
second version of that game.
Yeah. I didn't buy it. I just went back to playing Dying Light, which is
I didn't know you were playing. Oh no, I
on PC I got that during the Steam sale. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I mean that's the only
confusing that with other games.
The only weakness of that game is that the zombie AI is pretty bad. You can get those guys to impale themselves pretty easily and kill themselves just by there's all these objects around that not everywhere, but you know, barrels with spikes sticking out of them or walls of spikes, and you can kick the zombies into them and for an easy kill. But some of them are just so stupid that they'll just walk into them themselves if you position your player in the right spot. You don't have to do anything, which sort of, kind of pulls you out of the immersion of the game when that happens. But other than that, it's really fantastic looking and it's a lot of fun. And if you're stressed out, hitting zombies with pipes, water pipes, is good therapy, I would say.
I have the same feelings about Fallout 4, so...
Oh, yeah? Do you use that to relieve stress?
Yeah. I just will, sit down and I'll be like, I'm just going to play Fallout 4 for an hour. Especially now since I finished the game. I'm just doing, all these little... Sometimes I don't even do a mission. I'll just kind of, I haven't been over to this section of the map yet. And I'll see that there's, a place that I haven't been to. I'm like, I'll go in there and see what happens. And I'll just go. I'll clear it out. I'll put my stuff away. And that's the end of my night. And it's nice. It's relaxing.
Do you still toil with the inventory management stuff or do you just not care at that point?
I don't really care that much anymore. I have everything. I'm okay with everything I have. I don't think I'm going to get anything better.
What's your best weapon?
I my best weapon, as far as my most powerful weapon, is my double 45 that shoots two 45 bullets at once.
But can you use that a lot? Do you get enough ammo for that or it's not something?
No, I don't get that much ammo for that. I also have the railroad gun, which does a ton of damage. But I have a rifle. I'm trying to remember what kind of bullets. I want to say it's a 50 caliber rifle that does 110 damage or something crazy like that.
Right.
And that one I have a decent amount of ammo for. And I have a shotgun that's pretty souped up that does a boatload of damage, and it has a pretty big magazine. It's not a double barrel shotgun. It's a semi-automatic, holds 8 rounds shotgun that's really good for close range. It's really good for those stupid mud crab things. I hate those murlocs.
Ship, have you played any more since, while we're talking about Fallout, have you played any more since you last talked about it on the show?
No, I've been playing some other things, but not Fallout.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, I'll get back to it eventually.
Yeah, it gets a little tedious, all that inventory management. It does get to feel like work.
Yeah, this is what I do. This is my tip for if you don't like to do the inventory, just too much.
Throw everything away immediately.
Not that. Just, go back to, I have a chest and a house in the Commonwealth. I go back to my house. I put everything in the chest. And then I just take the 5 things that I'm going to want to carry around with me, and that's it. Just make sure you're not holding anything you don't really need.
It's not that. That's not so much the problem. It's then if you want to craft something, you have to...
Don't even worry about it.
Don't craft anything?
No.
Ever?
No.
You're saying I can...
You don't need to.
You're saying I can just ignore the crafting system in Fallout 4 and make it through the game and have a perfectly fine time?
Yeah, pretty much. The only time I ever craft anything is... Sometimes I get, I got a really good gun called, it's a quest gun called Reba 2. Reba, that's the gun's name.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's a sniper rifle, but I don't think using a sniper rifle in Fallout is really terrible.
Yeah.
The scope setup in Fallout doesn't really work for me.
Right.
So, but you can go to a crafting table and remove the scope from a sniper rifle and just put on a standard scope.
Hmm.
And then I can use it, it's a 50 caliber rifle that does a ton of damage that I can use close up. Actually, it's a 308.
But you just told me I didn't have to craft anything, and now I'm crafting stuff.
Well, I'm just saying that's the only time I craft things. But I don't get weapons and really soup them up very often.
So I
only if there's something on that weapon that I either don't like or if I have a mod already that I can. Because that's sometimes a reward for a mission, is a mod. So sometimes I'll get a weapon, I'll be like, oh, wait, I have a mod for that. And that would be the only time. And even then, if you really want to get fancy, you can make different chests for different things. Like, you could have a storage unit just for mods. And then, again, you're not carrying anything. And you don't have to worry about carrying stuff for modifications or modding anything. Because you're only using it when you absolutely know for sure you have something. And that's going to be like 3 times out of 120 hours. So, yeah, I stand by my statement. You can play that game without having to use any of that nonsense. Only carrying the guns you want to use. Only carrying the armor you're wearing. And
don't do any of the settlements.
Yeah, and just, you know, carry your stim packs and call it a day. It's really all you need.
I just feel like, I don't know, it's hard to get back into. Just, it feels like I've already played this game.
I understand that for sure. I think the game does, and I think the problem with the inventory, and I think where I think the real legitimacy of the complaint comes from, is I think that this is, it's supposed to be a game about, you know, basically the lone wanderer, and it's, you're this guy and you're roaming the wasteland, but you're not really roaming the wasteland if you're, you know, got all this junk on you.
Right.
It kind of takes something out of it. It's not, you're not like living in the moment.
You want to simplify things.
Yeah, you want to simplify things. You want to live in the moment of what you're doing.
A minimalistic take to Fallout 4 playing.
Yeah, I think that there's a gray area that they're not quite hitting. That's just my opinion.
Oh, one more new release before we move on.
Sure.
I want to check out Gemini Heroes Reborn, which is the tie-in to the new Heroes series that got canceled, I think.
Yeah, I heard somebody post that was supposed to be pretty good. I don't know anything about it, though.
It's a first-person game where you're a superhero who has time powers and telekinesis or telekinetic powers.
Okay.
And it's done by some of the developers that did PsyOps back in the day.
Wow, okay.
Oh.
Right. That enough right there is why I want to check it out.
Oh, it's out already.
It's out.
PsyOps is good. It's no Second Sight, but it's good.
Wait, I'm watching the video right now. Oh, wait a minute. It looks like PsyOps.
Like a first person PsyOps.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's like a budget release, right?
It's a $15. That's budget. Game. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. All right. I'll check it out.
Yeah. I know there were some comparisons to like Portal and stuff too. So there must be some puzzle solving in there. But
is Hito in it? Is he in the new TV show? I don't even know who's in the new TV show.
I don't think anybody's in the new TV
show. Well, not anymore. Right? But 2 weeks ago.
I don't think anybody could tell you that.
Right. But they got somebody. They must have had some of the original people back.
I didn't watch any of it.
It was so, the first one just ended. So it just got so bad that there's no way you could go. Nobody was going back.
It got really bad. It may or may not have really been their fault. If you remember, that's when the writer's strike happened.
Right.
The TV writer's strike. And then the show came back after the TV writer's strike, but every plot was different. It was weird.
It was weird. I think most people who watched that show and stuck with it for, you know, a couple seasons and probably stuck with it for 6 to 12 more episodes than they should have. None of those people going back.
I was one of those people.
Right?
I was one of those
people. Of course.
I stuck with that show way longer than I should have. The first season was really good up until the end of the first season. And it just, you know, it never fulfilled the promise of the viewer. Of this, they're going to come together to quote unquote save the cheerleader and save the world. And it didn't really happen. They never came together as a superhero team. And that's where the failure of the show was. It's just plain and simple. People wanted to see the Avengers on TV. And they had a chance to do that before the Avengers. And they fucked it up.
Right. Or before The Flash.
Yeah, and, they had an opportunity, and they're like, no, this isn't a comic book. I'm like, you guys are stupid.
I think it just, when everybody started getting the powers and doing things that made no sense.
They created a villain that was overpowered for their own show, and I think they wrote him into a corner. You know, he has everyone's power. He has everyone's power. Now he's immortal. He's immortal and he has everyone's superpower. Well, what are we supposed to do with this character that's immortal and has every superpower? Oh, he wins.
Right. Right. Yeah, it was bad. It got bad. Yeah. All right. How about a word from our good friends at Harrys.com? Guys, it's 2016, and if you're like me, you're having a great start to the year already. Birds are shitting on you, and you're getting hacked left and right. And, you know, David Bowie's dead and everything else. But you know what? You could do something really good for yourself in 2016 and get going with Harry's and stop paying for a great shave.
Here's a good story.
Yes.
Here's my Harry story of the week. And it's from today. I get home from work, another long day at work. They've all been long days at work. Right. And my wife goes, he goes, cheer up. He goes, cheer up. There's something for you on the bed. And I don't know what it is. And I get into the bedroom.
It's a hooker. It's a hooker, right?
On the box in big, big blue letters, it says Harry's.
Wow.
And there's something going, my son is going insane.
In the story or right now?
No, right now. I can hear him screaming.
Harry's! He's like, Harry's! It was a Harry's box!
My wife is probably asleep.
What?
I don't know what he's saying. Oh. Anyway, so I go and I open the box and it was not only the shaving cream, but it was the shaving gel and the face cream and a whole bunch of sets of blades.
Nice. Yeah, I know. It's really nice
stuff. Very, very excited. I was so thrilled. I was legitimately thrilled to get all my new, just Harry's accoutrement to go with my stuff. New blades was exciting for me. So you, the listener, should stop overpaying for a great shave and be as happy as I get after, because everything else in the world is so shitty.
Right. And the good news is if you go to harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST, you can have that great feeling that Wombat had for only $10. You can get that nice, really nice starter kit for $15, and you get the $5 off with coupon code CADCAST, and you're good to go. Right? You get the shaving cream and the blades and the razor.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Everything you need to shave your face.
Right. Yeah.
In one box.
It is, and it's a really nice box. And I'm telling you, there's like the way they design the box when you open it, it's I think angels sing. They go,
every time I drop the razor in the shower, it makes a really loud clank, and it makes me feel like it's a quality product. And I drop it pretty much every time.
It's a razor, Harry.
Right. Excellent. So thank you, harrys.com. Use coupon code CADCAST. Thank you, Harry's. How about some Wombats news and stuff?
Sure. You like them Mortal Kombats?
I do.
I didn't follow this because I've been busy. What is the Mortal Kombat XL edition?
That's the version of the game that has everything, both downloadable content packs.
This is the one you're waiting for. You kept talking about this and saying this is when you're going to jump in.
I know. It came out a year later as opposed to 9 months later. But they also did two season passes this time, which I don't think they did with the last game. So I guess that makes sense because this is going to include both season passes.
They had a double season pass on this game?
Yeah, they did two $30 passes.
So there were two seasons.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't think the second one has come out yet.
No, it's not out yet.
Yeah. So this game will have the second season pass in it.
Right. So the second season pass presumably comes out before March 1st, I guess. When this game comes out.
So it has all the characters, both season passes, all the skins. It's got to be what? It's a minimum $120 value.
Quote
and
unquote,
according to
quote unquote
value. And according to @videogamedeals.com, it's currently available for pre-order at Amazon for $60 or $48 if you have Prime.
Right.
So, I mean, for $48, it's actually, I mean, maybe I jump on it. Maybe I wait for that first price drop. It's hard to say.
I see that this is not coming out for PC.
No, they're not. It's not coming out for PC. They're not even releasing the second season pass for PC.
Right. Warner Brothers is the king of figuring out how to fuck you with the various season passes and DLC, and the king of not giving a shit about the PC version. Perfect. They nailed it.
Yep.
Did it again.
Yeah. it's a good game. I need to play more of it. Yeah. I really liked what I played of it, and then I don't know, something. Oh, work happened, and then I didn't have time.
I'm kind of interested in. I kind of want to play as Leatherface.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, that looks like it could be fun to me. Just playing through the game. I mean, you know, I wouldn't play this game online, so you know, I'm assuming you have it on the PlayStation 4.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
We're twins. Are. Did you know?
I forgot you guys are both cooler than me. So maybe I'll get it. Check it out. It seems reasonable now.
Yeah, so. I guess so. Any other news here? There's not much news here.
Not really. I mean, it's a slow news week. It's slow goings.
Right. Kotaku had an article about CAG being hacked.
Did they?
A very small one.
I don't recommend you reading NeoGAF.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I read it already.
I read it.
It's fine. It was fine. I thought it was fine. It was reasonable. People weren't necessarily correct about what they were writing, but I thought they were reasonable.
No, responses. I'm pretty sure they were correct. It is your fault and you deserve it.
That's not what they said.
That is 100% what they said.
That's what one person.
Like one person. That's how Wombat reads stuff. He finds the
I
one
think
thing.
It was like
why do you do,
four,
do you,
it was like four people.
Let me ask you a question. Seriously.
Yes.
When you read something like that, like a comment about something that you're involved in, and you read, you know, 5-6 pages of comments, and one or two of them say something that portrays you or something you said or did in a negative way, does that bother you? Do you 100%. You focus on that?
Of course.
You've been doing this for a long time.
I know.
You can't get past
you think
that
I
yet?
Get o- No, I can't
for
get
real?
Past that.
Oh.
For real.
I believe you, because it's not easy.
No, it's not.
But I've managed to sort of get past that. I feel like as long as I'm not getting death threats, I'm ahead of the game for the most part.
No, it's fine.
Right. No, I read that. I read that and I said those are mostly reasonable assumptions. And there was a lot of them were incorrect, but they were not like crazy. They were fine. And everything's fine.
Is everything fine?
Yeah, I think so. About the site, anyway.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't know if my house is going to survive the next 2 days, but we'll see.
Just the weekend. It's the weekend.
No, that's
the whole thing. As soon as you get everything fixed, blizzard.
But that's okay. Blizzard's not going to be inside the house.
As far as you know.
We have the windows and everything.
They're saying that wind gusts may be as high as 73 miles per hour.
Why?
I don't
Why is that
know.
Happening?
I'm not the weatherman.
How big was Hurricane Sandy?
I think the 73 is an exaggeration, but I did read
okay.
it.
Okay.
So I can't imagine it would be.
I feel like Sandy
again,
cleared out.
Famous last words.
Yeah. I'm not worried about the snow per se, but.
I just don't want to lose power again.
Right.
Ugh. Ugh, I hate it. I hate that so much. Just yesterday, I came home from work. I got home from work late. And so it was like 7:45 and the power went on at like 10:30. And just that 2.5-3 hours in my house where it being 20 degrees and we're all huddled together.
It wasn't 20 degrees in your house.
It was 20 degrees outside.
Right, so it was like 55 degrees in your house probably.
No, not even close.
60,
it was probably,
60 probably.
No, it's probably in the 40s in my
How
house.
Could it get down to 40 so quickly in your house?
Well, the heat had been, the electricity went out at 4 o'clock.
I'm an expert on houses with no heat, with heating going out.
The electricity went out at 4 o'clock. It was 25 degrees outside. By the time I got home at 7:45.
Today?
It was, no, yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay, yeah, yesterday was cold.
It was balls out freezing
in
my house.
Yeah, it was pretty cold.
Yeah. So. It was cold. Under a blanket with full-on thermals, it was okay.
Right. How about some CAG bag? Where were you when there was that big power outage in like the early 2000s in Manhattan, in New York?
I was in Manhattan. I lived in Manhattan at the time.
Right, during the summer, right?
Yeah, I lived in Manhattan. That's when I was living alone. It was before I met my wife. So I was living on... actually, I think I had met my wife. No, it was before I met my wife. I was living on East 49th Street between 1st and 2nd in a 250-square-foot studio apartment that was a six-floor walk-up. The power went out. We all had to leave work because there was no work to be done when there's no power.
What happened again? The subs, like the substation blew up or something?
A substation in Ohio blew up.
Ha ha, suckers.
Yeah. And everything went. And I went and I had two friends with me and they stayed in my apartment that night because...
Yeah,
because
people couldn't get home.
Because people couldn't get home. So I let two people stay in my 250 square foot apartment in the middle of the summer.
No air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
I was living with my wife. Well, we weren't married yet, but... And we also...
Living in sin.
We were living in sin and we had a Japanese, like a young Japanese guy that was visiting from out of town. He was staying with us. And it was just bad, you know. At least, like, when you have no power, at least you think you could have a lot of sex, right? I mean, what else are you going to do? But we had this guy staying with us, so I couldn't even have that. We were just all sweating in the same room, basically, in the dark.
I had two other dudes in my apartment. It wasn't much fun.
And the pizza place on the corner from us, the local pizza place, they were price gouging. They were able to make pizza. And they were charging like $30 for a plain pizza. It was pretty bad. And they got on Shame on You on the on the New York News, Channel 2 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those fuckers.
Any repercussions from that? Or you don't
remember? No, for the pizza place? No, yeah. It's still there. It's doing fine.
Yeah, it's still
there. he's got like five more probably. I remember the guy had like a really nice Lexus that he drove, like a Lexus coupe. That he drove, and I was like, oh, that fucker.
Pizza jerk.
Pizza 33 was the name of the place. Fuck him.
I miss that apartment, though, sometimes. That apartment was
250
awesome.
250-square-foot apartment you miss?
Yeah, my 250-square-foot six-floor walk-up. When my wife and I were engaged, she moved in there with me, and we lived there together for a year. And yet we're still married. It was a really nice, like, it was everything in the apartment. Yes, it was tiny, but everything was brand new. And it had, like, skylights because it was the top floor. So it was for a first apartment in Manhattan, and it was affordable for one person. It was a find of the century.
That must be a very noisy spot, no?
No, it's super quiet because I'm right by the, it was close to the UN. It was a block over. I was a block over, like, the back of my building almost touched the back of Don Buchwald's building. So that's a nice neighborhood.
Great. Yeah. You almost touched upper class.
Almost. It was exactly. Well, the reason why this apartment was for rent, only the top floor of this walk-up was for rent, and it had three apartments. And every other floor was one person's townhouse, the owner of the building. Mm. So we rented out the top three rooms, which were separated, but he had this gorgeous mansion underneath us.
Nice. He's laughing at you.
Yeah, probably. He was super nice. When my fridge broke, they just replaced the fridge. And, you know, not that it was a full-size fridge. It was like a $60 mini fridge. I had no stove, just a range top.
Nice.
And, yeah, so there was no freezer. There was no stove.
The only thing I can picture is one of those apartments in an IKEA.
Like, yeah, you walk a stand up shower. And
it's just so foreign to me as far as
having no space.
Having no space. Yeah.
I had a twin size bed and a love seat and a dresser with a TV on it. I had a little table and that was everything. That was everything I had in that apartment. Like, I can picture it in my head right now.
I had this lamp and this paddle game. That's all I need.
Exactly. It's all I need. All I need is... It was this weird kind of minimal living, and I kind of miss it in some ways.
Sure. Yeah. My friend, speaking of minimal living and us killing time because there's no news to talk about.
Yeah, there really isn't.
One of my good friends lives in Brooklyn, and he's about to be on Good Morning. I don't know what show it is. One of those morning shows. But there's some book about...
Good Morning, one of those shows?
Yeah, Good Morning Somebody or Hello Today or something like that. You know what I'm saying. And there's this book, some famous book about like tidying up your life. Do you know about that, Wombat? You probably know about that because you're in touch with your feminine side. Do you know what that is? What I'm talking about?
There are a lot of books like
how
that.
How to tidy up. It's like a big thing. Now you're going to make me Google it because Wombat's not up on his feminine. The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up is the name of it.
Who wrote it?
Some Japanese lady, Marie Kondo. Or Marie, if you want to say it like a Japanese person. Anyway, it's a big deal. And his show, his apartment is going to be on, I guess it's the Today Show because I just Googled it. And maybe it's on there right now. Anyway, so their messy apartment is going to be on there. And I guess she's supposed to tidy up the apartment. I don't know. So it's going to be on Friday if you want to see it.
I need that person to come to my house.
Right. That would have been good. If she's in the neighborhood. But...
She should come to my house.
Maybe she'll go my on house, another show.
I have a lot of crap in my house now.
I know this.
Yeah. What can you do?
Maybe you can at least read the article on the Today Show website about it.
It's all toys. It's not even my stuff.
Yeah, you just need to...
I have like three things in this house.
Right. Just throw more other people's shit out. That's what you got to do. You have to tell other people to throw out their shit and then like stand there while they throw it out.
Eventually my children will outgrow all their toys and then it'll just be like they'll each have an iPad and that'll be it.
What you do is you just little by little you just throw shit out without asking them.
Well, we did that this morning actually. We donated to the Lupus Foundation about I know because I had to carry them from the basement to the porch. 6, maybe 7 full, you know, the black garbage bags.
Yeah. Oh really? Just nice.
Full of stuff.
Full of lupus.
Full of lupus. So we do that. We try to do that like twice a year.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, my wife is a big supporter of the Lupus Foundation. So we did a big donation this morning.
Right.
So, yeah, I had to go through all my t-shirts last week.
Oh,
all
no.
All the E3 t-shirts. I had to go through all of them.
You worked so hard for those.
I kept them all.
You're saying you went through all the t-shirts and you couldn't find any to throw out?
I went through, I think I got rid of like 2 or 3, but not like the good ones. Remember the second E3 I went to and I got some crappy t-shirt just walking back to the hotel? That one finally went away.
So you got rid of one?
I said three of the video game ones. Okay. I got rid of some other old ones, but what I did do is I reorganized and now there's a drawer in my dresser that's just the E3 shirts. I just put them in their own spot. So at least they're away.
Oh man, I have no problem throwing shit out. I threw out all my pants except for one pair of jeans, and then
I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just I don't know. I'm not a thrower away.
The problem was the one pair of pants that I kept. I wore so often to begin with that they already had the iPhone outline showing in the pocket and the wallet outline in the back.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I threw out all my pants for like one awesome pair of pants.
You threw them out for the ones you had broken in.
For the one that I had. Yeah. Right. But then I just recently bought two more pairs of jeans. So things are looking up. Wombat. Throw shit out is the point. You don't need this lady.
I know. You're right. I need to throw away a lot of things.
You need to move. That'll get you to throw away a lot of shit.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Just move. Tell everybody that you're moving. And then at the last minute, after you throw out a lot of shit, just say, oh, I'm just kidding.
Okay. You buying this house?
No. I said just kidding. Did you listen to the plan at all? It was very well thought out.
Yeah.
You lie.
I want to move to my parents' new house because I like that one a lot.
Yeah? See if they'll do a tradesies.
Trust me, I asked them and they said no. I don't understand. Mm. Yeah, they found the deal of a century on their stupid new house. They're renting, though.
Right.
On the beach.
Nice.
Yeah, if you ever want to go to the beach and have a place to park, just let me know.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I can park on the beach?
You could park 3 doors down from the beach.
Shit. Nice.
Yeah, if you don't mind walking the whole, I don't know, 4 minutes to get actually on the sand.
You know I'm an excellent walker. I'm known for my walking.
I don't think it'd be a problem for you. Also, you'd have access to a shower and bathroom.
We won't be needing that, obviously. Access to a shower. I'm surrounded by showers. This hasn't done anything for me. Keg bag.
I thought we did that already.
No.
Did we answer this question last week?
Back to video games.
No, this one I answered last week. Nobody played Amplitude. I can delete that question.
Right.
At Rambus Dunk asks, I would like someone to make a handheld system that is comfortable to hold. Does pocketability really matter? I get
what he's saying.
Right. It's really more, and ergonomics is the most important thing.
Yeah, it's not like that many people put their DS in their pockets. I think they go in mostly like bags, backpacks and things.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's true now.
Yeah, so does it have to look like it would fit in your pocket?
But they also have to make it so it's going to work with little baby hands and man hands. So,
which has to, I'm sure is possible. My daughter still plays that 3DS every day.
Right, but it's not very ergonomic. It's not comfortable.
No, and
she
dropped it. So now there's a big crack in the top screen on the DS.
So I think the challenge is how do you make something that's really ergonomic and that will fit into anybody's hand, you know, from age 5 to full grown adult, and you know, and freak sizes too, like me, and also you know, make it you know, comfortable. So I don't know. I don't know how you solve that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, I don't think. The market for that is so small now. So
right. And that was the other problem. I don't think people are really looking into making a lot of handheld systems other than Nintendo, which I saw that survey that leaked out. Somehow we forgot to put that on the outline. We were busy being hacked. That basically confirms all these, in the survey talks about basically all the rumors about the Nintendo NX, aka Fusion, that have been going on for years. And in that case, I see that it does make sense for there to be a portable when it ties into a home console in such a way. But other than that, it doesn't seem like there's really any much of a market for it anymore. How long have we been talking about the Fusion, that type of functionality that we wanted from a Nintendo system? It seems like forever.
Probably, I don't know, a couple years after the Wii came out.
I tried to Google it, like when we talked about it, but I couldn't come up with it. It seems like a long time ago, long ass time ago. At ChanaFan writes in and says, you guys still playing Disney Infinity 3.0? Can a fresh player just jump right into that series?
Yes and yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still playing 3.0. 3.0 has the best version of the toy box. Not that it's such a radical change from even 1.0, but it is the best version of it. So it is a good place to start. Obviously, you want to get that starter pack that has some characters. And, you know, the one, that basic one, the Star Wars prequel one, isn't bad. Rise of the Empire, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I thought Rise of the Empire, isn't that the original trilogy?
Oh, is that the original one?
Twilight of the Empire or something.
Something.
Okay.
I don't know. It's good. It's good.
I just finished up this week. Like last week we played Force Awakens. This week we played the original trilogy one.
Right.
Did they
announce some new packs? Marvel packs?
They did. Marvel Battlegrounds or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, Marvel Battlegrounds it's a fighting game.
Oh, wait, what?
And that one, yeah. And it uses any Marvel characters you have.
So those ones you just got
for $2, those will work with that. And it comes with a nice looking Captain America. Although I already have a Captain America. But the new Captain America figure actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I'm looking at it right now. So this is a fighting... What is this?
It's a fighting game.
Like Smash, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, we knew about this already. This sounds very familiar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, this is not new news.
Okay, but Ty will like this for sure.
Yeah. The only problem with Disney Infinity is, you know, it's a Toys to Life game, and the actual games, you know, that you use, that you can use the characters in, are all in the you know, the playset pieces, but the playset pieces are not, don't carry over to each new iteration. Right. And that would be cool if they did.
Right.
Also, probably, like, if you're not playing it with a kid, I don't know. It's not
compelling.
Yeah.
It's not an adult game, really.
Right. Yeah, I enjoy playing it with
Sabrina. Not even, like, in a Lego game type of
way. No. I think people make a lot of concessions because the figures are nice and they like to buy them, especially at a discount. But as far as the game goes, it's not fine gaming by any stretch. It makes the Lego game, you appreciate the Lego games more, like Shipwreck says. But then again, they've made a lot more. At Fraser Moo writes in and asks, how much more selective are you in choosing games to play as you get older? Wombat, are you more selective?
Yeah, I barely played any games last year. But I played a lot of hours of games last year.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's a fine line. I played who knows how many hours of Far Cry 4. I finally, you know, I picked that up at the beginning of last year. I played like 70 hours of Destiny. I played like 4 days worth of Fallout. So it's not that I'm not playing any games. But yeah, selective. No, it's been like, yeah, I finished Batman. That's like a 30-hour game in itself.
Yep.
So yeah, it definitely is selective. I'm not playing a couple hours here, a couple hours there of a bunch of games. I'm playing like 5 or 6 games, but I'm playing the crap out of them.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Which, you know, it's all, there's no right or wrong, but that's right. Where I'm at.
And Shipwreck, I can answer that question for you because I know you don't play anything.
I just played Devil's Third.
Right, that's all. And there's no spreadsheets anymore either now that Shipwreck.
Well, my tastes are not very discerning still. I will play anything. It's just, the time is more difficult to find. But it's starting to come around now that she's 2 years old and out there on her own.
Yeah, she's practically raised herself at this point.
Right.
You know, she's ready to go.
And this last week is the first week like that she's really like sat down beside me on a couch and watched a video game. Because we've been playing that, the inside the house mode on Disney Infinity 3.
Oh, okay. The interior.
Interiors, yeah. Which has like no violence whatsoever and... It's basically just house decorating. And
yep, Sabrina loves it.
Characters bouncing around.
Mm-hmm.
But so she's close to getting into gaming now. She'll hold a controller here soon, I'm sure.
Yay. Let's see. At Adam Gould 1 writes in and says, with Amazon's new discounts for new games and Best Buy's current GCU, do you see video games coming out under $60 and less price drops?
No.
No.
Yeah. That's never going to happen. They're never going to lower the price of these games at this point.
If you lower the price, it's 20% off of that.
Right. It doesn't help anybody.
Which is why they're not going to do it.
Exactly. I remember watching a Pachter video, and that was one of the questions about whether the price of games was going to be dropping in whatever generation it was. I forgot. I guess PS3 to PS4. No, maybe not. Maybe PS2 to PS3. He's like, they're never going to go back down. That's just not.
I mean, you even look at like the indie games, and they're going up in price.
Right, right, sure.
Like it's a few years back, you could get an indie game for $10. Now they're $20, they're $30, they're $40.
They're in preview mode on your console.
Right, and that's not saying they're not worth that money. It's just that games are not getting cheaper. They're anything but.
Yeah.
Right.
The lies of the digital future.
It's easier to get discounts on newer games now than ever before. I think we can agree on that. But no, the list price of the games is not going to be cheaper. All right. That's it. We made it through the show. Let's see. Hold on. Did we get hacked during the show? No, I think we're okay.
That would be so funny.
Nope, we're good. Everything's good.
I would laugh my butt off.
No, you wouldn't. You'd feel bad for me.
I don't know about that.
Because, my cheek would be bleeding. And I don't know. Maybe I would shit my brains out like Shipwreck. I don't know.
I don't know. The site for me is just white with this like weird sentence on it.
Right. It says, "I love black cock." Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it says.
I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to remind you to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. I want to thank Super Programmer John for getting us through all this. And of course, you, the audience, for putting up with all the nonsense. And the moderators, of course, for hanging in there. And yeah, I think that's it. Next week, I don't know. I'm moving next week. So I don't know that I'm going to have the equipment to make a show. So we may have a week off next week. But we'll see you when we see you. Bye.
Bread's done.
Hey, it's your boy, Kylo. Together, we will destroy the Resistance, the Last Jedi, and Cheap-Ass Gamer. Hello, Shipwreck. As you know from watching my hit movie, Star Wars, The Force Unleashed, no genders will stand in my way. Of course I hacked your Hotels.com account. I hope you got some great travel deals, Shipwreck. I heard that recovering your Skype account from Microsoft was even more difficult than my lightsaber duel against a lowly janitor. Jimmy, I thought I hated you, but now I am inexplicably drawn to your bald head, awkward height, and grotesque appearance. I am sorry for hacking Canon. I am finished with what I started.